coming up on episode number 356. Don't Stop Believing? Yeah, Lights, Wheel in the Sky, check. It's the Journey cover story, so you're going to hear covers of Journey and a cover by Journey, all coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It's August 30th. 2007. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another edition of Coverville. Tonight, bringing you covers of Journey. Yes, it's a cover story where I take a single artist, single group, or performer and play a bunch of covers of their most popular songs, or sometimes their lesser-known songs. Although tonight, I think you're going to find all of these, the original versions of all of these, on their greatest hits. And for those of you who don't know, a cover is when an artist releases a song and then another artist comes along and records a new version of it. And I have had a couple people ask me what covers are, and you know, I take it for granted that you know by the time you start listening to the show, but I shouldn't do that, should I? All right, the impetus for the show actually came from a phone call, so let's go ahead and play that first. Here's Josh.
Hey Brian, this is Josh from Long Beach, California. I was just calling because I think you should do a Journey cover story. I noticed that you've never really done any Journey songs, and I think it'd be awesome. But at the very least, I think you should do the Any Way You Want It cover by Rise Against. It's on their 2003 album, RPM. So, cool. Love the show. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Thank you, Josh. And see, that's why it's very important before you call Coverville to write down exactly what you're going to say and then just read it like a script. No, I'm kidding. Let's go ahead, Josh, and your wish is my command. Not just a cover story of Journey, but let's go ahead and honor your whole request and start it off with Rise Against. This will jumpstart the show, I guarantee it. Rise Against from their 2003 album Revolutions Per Minute. Here is Any Way You Want It.
No, not right.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it. All night, all night, oh,
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. The smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on.
Hayden with her version of Journey's "Don't Stop Believin'," a song that's gotten a lot of popularity recently, of course, partially because of The Sopranos. I think there have been a couple other shows that have used it recently, but that was the track that ended the series of The Sopranos right in the middle of Steve Perry's vocals. There, it actually cut off. It's "Don't Stop Believin'." That comes from a brand new release that comes out September 7th. It's called "Guilt by Association," and it comes out September 4th on Engine Room Recordings. Big thanks to Sophie at Big Hassle for lining me up a copy of the album. It's awesome. I've been listening to it since I got in the mail a couple days ago, and it's fantastic. There's just a lot of great kind of those guilty pleasure songs. You know, there's some Spice Girls on there. There's Shania Twain, Oasis, which kind of surprised me. I don't really consider them a guilty pleasure, but Mariah Carey, Paula Abdul. There's a great cover of Straight Up by Paula Abdul. So something to look for when it comes out September 4th. Before that, you heard Any Way You Want It, starting off the show. That's Rise Against from their 2003 release, Revolutions Per Minute. Well, let's move more to a track that really takes Journey and moves them into another direction. I mean, I guess, you know, the Don't Stop Believin' a cappella. And by the way, if you do like that Petra Haden a cappella, you really owe it to yourself to check out her album Petra Haden Sings The Who Sell Out, which is the entire album of The Who Sell Out done just by Petra Haden. I keep pronouncing it Haden. Petra Haden doing that same kind of thing where it's multi-tracked a cappella vocals. And she just does an amazing job on that album as well. Okay, back to this next track. Now, we're taking a Journey song that you know very well. And this group is called Molino, and it's from their 2004 release, Always Be Mine. And it kind of puts a lush reggae trick on Lovin', Touchin', and Squeezin', originally by Journey. Here's Molino.
This is the podcast where old hit records get a new spin.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. She took a midnight train going anywhere.
This is Coverville.
You can't.
a song that actually, I believe, was released by Scandal before it was released by Journey as part of the Vision Quest soundtrack. That is Only the Young, performed by Scandal, whose biggest hit, of course, was Warrior. I am the Warrior. They also had a good hit with Goodbye to You, which I think was a much better song, a much more fun song to listen to, but performed there, and that actually is from the same album, from that Warrior album from 1984, Scandal with Only the Young. Before that was Lovin', Touchin', Squeezin' by Molino from their 2004 release, Always Be Mine. Okay, so I usually like to throw in a cover by the object of the cover story. So let's go ahead and jump that in right here. This is Journey themselves from a live album called Time 3. At least I believe it's a live album. They've got a little bit of a couple songs on here have the applause and stuff, although this one doesn't. It certainly sounds live to me, though. This is from 1996. It's a cover of Sam Cooke's Good Times. Here's Journey.
Two, I want two. Whoa. Tell your people what I'm gonna do, yeah. Get in the mood and let the good time roll. We gonna stay here till we soothe our soul. If it takes all night long, yeah. Ooh, it might be one, it might be three. Ooh, time don't mean that much to me. I ain't felt this good since I don't know when. Ooh, I might not feel this good.
Oh,
Wheel in the Sky, performed by a band that kind of shared that 80s spotlight with Journey. Actually, performed by a lead singer who is now part of a band that shared the spotlight with that lead singer, Kelly Hansen, who has taken over vocalist duties for Foreigner now that Lou Gramm has left and formed the Lou Gramm Band. Kelly is the new lead singer for Foreigner, I almost said for Journey, and that comes from an album called 80s Power Ballads. And it is Wheel in the Sky, of course, originally by Journey. Before that, Sam Cooke's Good Times, performed by Journey themselves. And I've got a little bit more information about that Time of Three release. It's actually a three-disc set. It's kind of a greatest hits compilation, or a greatest hits B-sides, favorite tunes kind of collection. It is the Journey collection, if you don't have any Journey in your collection, because this will round it out and you won't need to buy any more Journey after you buy that. Time 3, and I'll have a link, of course, in the show notes to all these songs where you can pick them up and even pre-order that excellent Guilt by Association release. Well, you know how I like to give you, usually I give you six songs per show. And then if I give you anything extra, well, it's kind of like a bonus. Well, you may not feel like it after this next song. This is Nick Carter, who, after recording this, joined the Backstreet Boys. The album actually is called Before the Backstreet Boys, 1989 to 1993. So I don't know exactly how old Nick Carter was when he recorded this. It sounds like he's about seven, but I'm sure he's older than that. It's a cover, and this is where, you know, I give you full permission to jump to the end or even skip to the Sunday show. But maybe you'll like this. Who knows? It's definitely got some kind of factor to it. It's Nick Carter and Mark J. Dye with their version of Journey's Lights.
Who I wanna be there.
Carter, who would later go on to join the Backstreet Boys and be part of a reality show, I believe, with his version of Lights by Journey. It's actually my favorite Journey song. And a lot of you probably are saying, well, Brian, why not a cover of Open Arms? Well, Mariah Carey did a cover of Open Arms. I'm not going to play that one. Colin Ray did a very faithful cover of Open Arms, kind of a country version, but it was still too faithful to the original. And I'm working on getting the Low version, and I will play that in a follow-up show. So Low's Open Arms coming soon. But as you can tell by the music, that is it for tonight's show. If you want to get in touch with me, maybe there's a Journey cover out there that I didn't get to that you were really hoping you'd hear, please let me know, request it, and I'll put it on a request show. The way you can do that is to email me, and the email address that I'd like you to use is coverville@gmail.com. You can also use that email to give me feedback about the podcast. Tell me what you like, what you don't like. Let me know what you think of the show. You can also call the request line, 206-222-COVER. That's 206-222-2683. And finally, the blog. Yeah, coverville.com. It's your place for everything Coverville related. You can listen to past shows. You can download them, copy them to your iPod, get them into iTunes, things like that. You can also see other items that aren't episodes of Coverville. You know, YouTube videos of covers that I find, or that people submit, or news about covers coming up, things like that. Still waiting for Scarlett Johansson's Tom Waits cover album. Yeah, that's coming soon. Anyway, that's at coverville.com, and there's a blog and a forum and places where you can, you know, reply back. So check those out. We'll be back on Sunday with the All Request Show. Tina's back as well, so we'll have her on the show. And really, thank you so much for listening. Until then, this is Brandibit saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks. I appreciate your listenership as always. We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly, CacheFly.com.